Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening to each and every one. This is Apostle Willie Ann Miller, and we just thank and praise the Lord for this day. We're going to go on and get ready and get into the message that God laid on our heart. I thank and praise the Lord for Apostle Armstrong, who is the sponsor for this broadcast. He is the visionary for this broadcast. We thank and praise the Lord for him. And I thank God for all you that have tuned in. Now, next Thursday, as the Lord willing, we'll come on at 6 o'clock. So the day will be on from 6:30 to 7 o'clock. And I just thank and praise the Lord for it. We're gonna start a series talking about kingdom dominion, kingdom authority, better yet, kingdom authority. I want to start with in the beginning of it, but God gave me this to share, the kind of skip. If you have your Bibles, we're going to open up and we're going to talk about this kingdom authority and go to James, the 5th chapter. Father, I thank you and I praise you right now for this opportunity. I declare the Lordship of Jesus over the broadcast, not only over the airways, but over the minds of the people. I bind and come against religion, tradition, and doubt. I pray that the Holy Spirit, you are welcome. I ask you, Holy Spirit, to bring enlightenment, bring understanding, even bring deep conviction. And Father, we thank you and we praise you even more. In Jesus' name, amen. Kingdom authority, kingdom power, you know. And this is the way it started out. The Lord and I was talking earlier today. Well, we've been talking about it for a while, about how dry it is on the earth. And the Lord brought this thought to me, thank God for the Holy Spirit that abide on the inside of us. He said, is y'all commanding and calling for rain, or y'all just complaining about how hot it is and how dry it is? How the lakes are drying up, you know, and stuff like that. And, you know, when the Lord said that to me, it quickened, and he began to let me know. And that's why I said we open up, and this is what we're going to talk about for the next 27 minutes. We're going to talk about kingdom authority. And we as born-again believers, hear me good. I want to start off in Genesis. Like I said, I want to start off with Genesis, because when you go to Genesis, you'll find out when Adam fell, Adam did not lose a religion. He didn't lose a religion. He lost a kingdom. He lost his dominion, you know. He lost his rulership. But like I said, due to time, but if you get with us on Monday we from 12 to 1, we're going to talk about that, because as the time draw now to the second coming of Christ, if it ever been a time we as the sons of God, citizen in the kingdom of God, if it ever been a time that we need to be exercising our authority and taking dominion over what's happening on this earth. I want you to hear me. The Bible said the earth is groaning for the sons of God to come forward, and we need to come forward. But anyway, if you have your Bibles, like I said, go with me to James, the 5th chapter. James, the 5th chapter, and we're going to begin reading at that 16th verse. And if you read that, if you read majority of that, it's talking about the effective fervent prayer of a righteous man. And that word righteous means somebody in right standing with God. Righteousness, whenever you see a lot of time the word right, he talking about standing in right standing with God. And it makes a difference once we come into the kingdom, where once we receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we automatically come into the kingdom of darkness. According to Ephesians 2nd chapter, we come out the kingdom of darkness, and we be transferred into the kingdom of God. And once we come into the kingdom of God, we come into a kingdom that is greater than the kingdom of darkness. Listen at me good. We come into a kingdom that is greater than the kingdom of darkness. Satan is over the kingdom of darkness, and God is over the kingdom of light. And once we come out the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light, we're in a more powerful. The power of God supersedes the kingdom of darkness. That's why the Bible tells us to keep Satan is under our feet. But if you have not come into the knowledge and the understanding and the revelation of what it means to be in the kingdom of God, you miss out on so much. You know, I was sharing with Apostle Armstrong right before we came on the air. I was saying when I got saved, I grew up with religion and tradition. And religion always had me trying to get God to do what God had already done in Christ. I didn't know any better. Religion and tradition, that's another part of the story I'm going to talk. I'm not going to go into a lot of depths with that, but I'm just saying that to show you that we have authority. So if you've been complaining about the rain and you're a believer, complaining about the heat, the dryness, and no rain, you need to say, Lord, you forgive me, and begin to exercise your authority. Because he said, if you got faith the size of a mustard seed, you can speak to the mountain and you can tell it to move. You can speak to a sumacon tree to tell it to be uprooted and be planted in the sea. So guess what? The Bible said death and life is in the power of the tongue. And my prayer is that as we give you this word, that God will open up your spiritual eyes and continue to open mine up, that we will see that he have given us authority, okay? And I thank God for James, because in James the 5th chapter, begin reading at that 16th verse, James, we're going to read down to the 18th verse, and James begin to talk about Elijah, how someone know who they were. Okay, it's in James, the 5th chapter, the 16th verse. It said, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. I want you to see that. You come out, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man carry tremendous power. It's dominion in it. Are you following what I'm saying? And that's why I said I want you to see this, because like I said, a lot of times complaining don't change the circumstances, or it don't change your situation. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Complaining do not change your situation. It'll change you now. It'll change you if you're not careful. Okay? But I wanted you to see that. I'm going to read them same verses. I'm in James. I'm going to read it from the Living Translation. I like to read it from the Living Translation as well. But it said, in the 17th verse from the King James verse, it's Eli was a man subject to like passion as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it may not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. There too again, as I said, you got to realize, now Elijah was a prophet, but it is not talking about him as being a prophet, but it's talking about his devotion, his relationship, his devotion, his commitment to God. And he knows who he was. Now some might say, yeah, but that was a prophet. You know how some people throw it around, if you're an apostle, if you're a prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, oh, you can pray and God will answer your prayer. No. It don't work that way. The Bible declares that God's ears is open to the righteous cry. That means somebody in right standing with God, someone that done received Jesus as their Lord and Savior, and they are devoted and they are committed to God. They love God. They keep his commandment, and they do what the Lord tells them to do. Are you following what I'm saying? I want you to hear this, because like I said, I don't know about you, but religion trained us to mom and complain, tell God about it. And please understand what I'm saying. I'm not trying to belittle you, But God wants to stir your heart. That's what he wanted to do. The religious folk was the one that crucified Jesus. They was the one that saying Jesus were rebelling and disobeying the law of Moses, the Mosaic law when he was healing people on Sabbath. They was more concerned about the law, the letter, more than they was concerned about God healing. People's life were more important. And a lot of times that they was in legalism. But anyway, there too again, I read the 16, the 17, and the 18th verse from the King James, and I'm gonna read those same verses. I'm gonna read those same verses from the Living Translation. It's a confess your sin to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The earnest prayer of a righteous person have great power and wonderful result. Elijah was as a human as we are, and yet when he prayed earnestly that no rain would fall, none fell for the next 3.5 years. Then he prayed for rain and down it poured. The grass turned green and the crops began to grow again. There too again. Now, when you look at that 17th verse, he explained it to you. It's Elijah in this translation. His Elijah was as human as we are. So he wants you not to look at him from the perspective he was a prophet, but he wants you to look at him. He was a mere person. But the thing that made him different was he believed in the God of the universe. He believed in the power of Almighty God. And see, that's what Elijah was, a man who had faith that his prayers to God would accomplish much, even the point of God intervening in the course of nature. He believed that his prayer, being a righteous man, it does change things and circumstances. And this is why it's so important we, as born-again believers, don't let nobody, hear me good, don't let nobody cause you, undermine you when it come down to your faith in the power of God. I was looking at a movie the other day about this little young boy. He believed that the scripture, he went by this church, and on the billboard they had on there, if you believe on Jesus, greater works and deeds that you would do. And in this movie, this young boy, he believed that. He began to believe, and he met a man that was in a wheelchair, and he had one leg because in the military, he lost one of his legs. And so in the church, he began to tell the man would talk about that, and the little boy said, I believe that the Lord will work it out with you and your wife. Whatever causing your wife to be sad, that God will answer your prayer. And make a long story short, his leg began to grow out. God, he growed a new leg. The point, what are you saying, prophet? You know, it's easy to quote these scriptures or memorize these scriptures. But when it comes down to putting it into practice, and like I said, yes, it's dry, but guess what? I believe that we as born-again believers, we can exercise our authority just like Elijah did and begin to look up in the sky and begin to call forth rain, to command rain to come. Now, some might be listening at me right now saying, now, I know she done lost her mind. You're right. And you have to lose your mind to the natural. You have to lose your mind to what you've been taught about the things of God. And you have to believe God for the impossible. And we living in a time, a lot of things happening on this earth. But we as born-again believers, we need to exercise our authority. And that's what Elijah, and that's why I believe when he said he was a man subject to passion as well. He was just a natural man. But what made him different was, he had faith. And he was a person that his lifestyle was, he was devoted and committed to the things of God. And this is something that God been sharing with me, and I've been meditating on this here. You cannot defeat a full-time devil if you are a part-time Christian. See, you got to make up in your mind that for God you live and for God you die. You got to make up in your mind that you're going to be committed to God in the things of God. You have to make up in your mind. Faith is a lifestyle. You can't talk doubt one day, 1 minute, and then the next minute you want to talk faith. It don't work that way. Faith have the ability to connect us with the one that with all might and all power in his hand. That's what faith does. Faith is a force. Listen, you know, if we're supposed to live by faith, and if you was to go to, I think, in 1 Kings, it's in 1 Kings, the 17th chapter, if I'm not making a mistake, that whole chapter, I want to make sure I'm right. Yeah, it's 1 Kings, the 17th chapter. If you read it in its entirety, it talk about how Elijah exercised his authority. Now back then he exercised his authority as a prophet. But when Jane picked it up, Jane was talking about how he was just a normal person like anybody else. But what made him different was his faith, his confidence, his belief in what God's word say, or what God said to him, better yet, because they couldn't read the word like we read. But he had developed a relation with the Creator. And he believed, when he would hear the voice of God, he obeyed God. And see, that's something that we're dealing with a lot in the time we're living in. We're living in a time which the Bible said in the last days, how many going to depart from the faith. And see, if it ever been a time you need to hold fast, Paul said it in the book Hebrew, we need to hold fast to the profession of our faith without wavering, because God is faithful who promised. And see, even in this scripture, in James the 5th chapter, the 17th verse, he was consistent. I want you to hear what I'm saying. He was consistent. You know, have you ever, and I've been there, have you ever prayed a prayer and you were believing God for the situation to change, and when you begin to pray, at first it might appear like it was going to change, and then, if not that, it got worse, and because of you being steadfast with your confession and you know, not retreating, you begin to come in agreement. You know, we got a lot of people. I done prayed about that for years. Ain't nothing happened. Let me tell you something. The Bible said God is faithful who promised. And that's something a lot of saints is dealing with, inconsistency. And if you're not being consistent in your walk, your relationship with God, let me tell you something. Your prayers is not going to be affected. I want you to hear me. Even though Jesus paid for you and I to walk in kingdom dominion, but let me tell you something. You, like I say, you can't be a part-time Christian. The Bible says in James the 4th chapter, submit to God, resist the devil, and he'll flee. Submit. Listen, submit. A lot of saints trying to resist the devil, and you're not devoted to the things of God. You're not consistent in spending time in your relationship with God. You're not consistent in reading his word. Come on, somebody. And you expecting to see the manifestation. Now, rightly divide. Understand what I'm saying. You have to grow in the things of God. Hear me good. It's a process. But listen, it shouldn't take you forever to come to the place that you understand who you are and what God calls you to do. Come on, somebody, and beginning to believe God. Now, trials and tribulation come to everybody. I think it's St. John 16. It tells us, Jesus, in this world, you're going to have trouble. He said, but be of good cheer, because I don't overcome the world. Then John, Apostle John, tell us, he said, who calls us to overcome? It's our faith. Your faith, the faith that will birth in us, and when we came to Christ, that faith will cause you and I to endure, to conquer, to overcome, and defeat anything the devil throw at us. I want you to hear me. Like I said, I'm talking about kingdom power today. You have authority. Stop complaining about how dry it is. And so, you know, I'm exercising my faith. I'm gonna call forth rain. I'm gonna command rain to come in Jesus' name, the water of the earth. You know, because now, like I said, I'm not naive. I see what's going on, but don't you know if it's not lining up with the Word of God, the faith that God has given all of us as a born again believer, it can change things. I had one of my spiritual daughter call me the other day, and they were saying on the job, this lady, she would just, you know, she would just curse all the time. So she would just, you know, if some people use terminology, curse like Popeye the Sailor. So she was like a sailor. She just cursed. And said the thought dawned on them, said exercise your authority. Said bind that spirit of profanity. And they said they took authority over that spirit and said, I bind that spirit of profanity. Said, do you not know if that woman came in their presence and normally what she'd be trying to, she couldn't do it. Well, see, God was showing my spiritual daughter, exercise your authority. If some of you sitting, somebody listening at this broadcast right now, you sitting around mama and complain about money to pay your bills, complain about feel in your body. Come on, you complain about so many things instead of exercising your authority. And the first thing you need to do, if you mama, the Bible said do everything without mama complaining. The first thing you need to do is repent from mumbling and complaining. Mommy complaining is just saying, God, I don't believe what you say in your word. That's what it is. Always complaining. You got some people, they always complain about how they feel. Instead of complaining about, if you're going to say some self-word, Isaiah 53, 4 and 5, Matthew 8 and 17, 1 Peter 2, 24. You know, say the word. See, that's the thing about living in the kingdom, a citizen in the kingdom of God. You got to learn how whatever God say about you, you have to train and put that into practice. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. Yet we want some rain. Let's come in agreement with God. It's in our Father. I see it in James 5 and 17 where Elijah was a man subject to passion as well, but he prayed earnest that it may not rain, and God, you allow it to happen. Now, Father, I'm a born-again believer. Christ in me, the hope of glory. I have the same faith that he has. But see, the anointing wasn't in Elijah. It came up on him. That's why the Bible tells us we got a better promise. We got a better covenant with better promise. Back then, the Holy Spirit come up on people. It wasn't in them. We in this new covenant, and that's why on the day of Pentecost, after Jesus told them to go to the upper room, he said, you stay there until you be endued with power from on high. Once you get baptized in the Holy Ghost, or Holy Spirit, do you not know that's the power that will activate your faith when you put it into practice? When you lose your faith, see, the Bible said faith come by hearing. Listen, faith come by hearing, but you lose your faith with words. And see, like I said, when I first got saved, I was trained. I was brought up in religion and tradition. I was always asking God, God, I need more power. God, I need this. That's all I was saying. God, I need money to pay my bill. Matthew 6 and 33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. In that 24 verse, all the way down, it tell you don't take thought. Do you not know? Because of ignorance and lack of knowledge and unbelief, you got some saints pray more about the necessary things of life. I need money for my mortgage. I need money for my rent, water bill. That's the necessary things of life. He told you don't take them thoughts in saying, hi, I'm going to pay my mortgage. Hi, I'm going to pay my bills. He said, but your number one priority is to seek out the kingdom. God's kingdom is righteousness. Why? Because in seeking it out, pursuing it, exploring it, you find out what is your purpose on this earth, what God required for you to do, what God's responsibility to you, what your responsibility is to God. And you'll find out. That's why when I read Isaiah 53, 4 and 5 and 1 Peter 2, 24, Matthew 8 and that 16, 17. When I read it, I find out he done already paid for me to be healed. I don't need to be asking God to heal me. I can command healing. I can command the pain to leave my body. But before I got saved, I had got immune, accustomed to pain. You're supposed to be sick. You're supposed to have some kind of ailment. Just like some people in their mind, you know, you got to die with something. No, you don't. You ain't got to die with sickness and disease. Well, my source, I did a teacher on this a while back. Your faith, my faith is not based upon somebody else experience with God. If they didn't get the result, I don't base my faith. I base my faith, and your faith supposed to be based on this word. And that's why, like I said, we, in this dry season, we ought to be believing and calling for rain in Jesus' name, commanding rain to come to water the earth. Not mommy complain, you know. Psalms 115 said God gave the earth to men. And when you go to Genesis, when God told Adam, I give y'all dominion. See, that's why a lot of times people get frustrated and aggravated when it appears that their circumstances or your situation is ruling you or dominating you. Because God put it in us to rule. Now listen, now he didn't put it in you to have dominion over another person. No. Because God don't dominate my will. But what God do, God give me as an act of my will. Now, it's 6:57. I'm going to stop right there, but I'm going to pick up. But this, like I said, we finna pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for James, the 5th chapter, verses 16 through 18. Father, forgive us for mommy and complaining about the rain. I mean, complaining and mumbling about how hot it is, how dry it is. And Father, I pray, I call forth rain in the matchless name of Jesus. I call it forth from the four corners of the earth that it will rain and water the earth in the matchless name of Jesus. I call forth, I bind and come against the dry season, and I command rain to come now in the matchless name of Jesus. Amen. Now, some might say, I did what the word said. I'm a believer. And listen, I'm going to stand on that, and I'm going to continue to decree that and say that. Again, this was Apostle Willie M. Miller. Go home, read James, the 5th chapter in its entirety. Go read 1 Kings, the 17th chapter. And I, like I said, the prophet walked in his authority, not only as a prophet, but a person that believed and trusted God Almighty, the God of the universe. Come on, saints, it's time for you to exercise your authority against these things that you're seeing that's not lining up with God. Before Jesus come back, God want to fulfill some promise in your life. God love you, and we love you too. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Again, this was Apostolic Prophet Willie Ann Miller.